From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Britain has raised its terror threat level to critical after a bomb attack on the London subway Friday that has been claimed by Islamic State. Prime Minister Theresa May announced that the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Center decided to raise the threat level from severe to critical, meaning that they feel another attack may be imminent. May said extra police presence was to be expected.
For this period, military personnel will replace police officers on guard duties at certain protected sites which are not accessible to the public. The public will see more armed police on the transport network and on our streets, providing extra protection.
The blast was the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's highly provocative ballistic missile test that flew over Japan. Ethiopian ambassador to the UN, Tedeka Alemu, read the official statement.
And the Security Council also emphasized the vital importance of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea immediately showing sincere commitment to denuclearization through concrete action.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his country is nearing its goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. A high-ranking priest working in the Vatican's embassy in Washington has been recalled after U.S. prosecutors asked for him to be charged and face trial in a child pornography investigation. The Vatican declined to identify the priest but said that he was currently in the Vatican City. Vatican prosecutors have launched their own probe and have sought evidence from the United States. This is VOA News. Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State since August 25th when insurgents attacked police posts, killing at least 12 security force members. Since then, aid groups have struggled with the increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the United Nations Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and that we could see a second wave of health problems and even death. These people are already very weak, haven't walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is long-term persecution in Myanmar for decades, but the speed combined with the scale of this latest crisis is unprecedented. A Christian women's organization was holding a meeting in the western city of Kisumu related to Kenya's upcoming presidential election rerun. Men broke into the hotel where they were holding the meeting, and then police fired tear gas to disperse them. Rumors have been circulating that the meeting was intended to plan the renting of voter identification cards, a rigging tactic alleged by the opposition ahead of last month's election. Participants in the meeting denied that was the purpose and said they were meeting to see how to encourage peaceful voting. The large-scale joint Russia-Belarus military drill, codenamed Zapad 2017, has kicked off in Pskov, Moscow, and Kaliningrad.
Video published showed paratroopers in the Pskov region who, according to the drill scenario, were fighting armed groups that illegally crossed into the country. Another video from the Moscow region showed soldiers at an air defense command post. Zapad drills are scheduled to last until September 20th. NATO is closely watching the exercises and says they are larger than the 12,700 servicemen Moscow publicized, actually numbering some 100,000 troops and involve firing nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. Russia's defense ministry said Thursday that the exercises are of a purely defensive nature, but NATO officials say the drills will simulate a conflict with the U.S.-led alliance.
Iceland's nine-month-old center-right government collapsed Friday after a small coalition member quit. The country's prime minister called for a new election as soon as possible, according to Icelandic media. The centrist Bright Future Party quit over an attempt by the prime minister's father to help clear a convicted pedophile's name. It said in a Facebook post that there was a serious breach of trust behind its departure. The president of the International Olympic Committee said Friday he remains confident that the Winter Games will go on as scheduled in South Korea despite growing tensions on the peninsula. Thomas Bach said the committee will continue to appeal for diplomatic solutions to the problems. The Winter Games are calling for February 25th, 8th to 25th in Pyeongchang. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.